What's up, patrons, and welcome to a Clone Wars audio commentary. We're not going to waste any time here, we're just going to jump right in. So to sync up with Netflix or however you're watching, I'm going to count down and say 3, 2, 1, pause. When I do that, just pause this recording. Hit play again right when the yellow title disappears from the screen and you should be all synced up. So here we go, 3, 2, 1, pause. Belief is not a matter of choice, but of conviction.
Is it?
Yes.
We shall find out.
This is the first arc of the Clone Wars. The first episode is just a one episode thing. And then this is the first time that we get multiple episodes telling one big story. Also, we should say that this is the first time we've seen this episode in a while, because since we're doing it chronologically for the Clone Wars rewatch on YouTube, we have not yet gotten to this point, although it is the very next episode that we have to cover. Good old Plo.
So, had the Clone Wars movie hadn't come out yet, right?
Oh, it did.
It did?
The Clone Wars was basically the pilot for the show.
Okay, gotcha.
The theatrically released pilot.
So, if you saw that while watching this for the first time when it came out, you would know who Ahsoka is already.
Yes. Ahsoka had already been introduced. I'm really excited that we're going to see another Kel Dor in Star Wars Resistance. Bo Weevil. And now I'm wondering...
He's one of the pilots, right?
Yeah, he's one of the aces. And now I'm wondering if all of their first names start with O. Plo Koon, Bo Weevil. Where's Bro Weevil?
That's a cool ship.
Yeah. Kind of curious why they never tried to rebuild it. Probably because it would have been boring if we just saw this over and over in the Clone Wars, but it is a cool ship. That looks awfully familiar.
Oh, you're right. Were there like two dudes on the side?
Yeah. I mean, this is meant to be kind of a hint towards where they're going with the Death Star. But I mean, this seems like very effective technology. I don't know why they wouldn't keep using it.
I've said this a few different times, but I wonder if we'll ever see the species that Grievous is.
Like, oh, yeah.
Before they're all before. Torn up and half or mostly robot.
You can see him in Legends, but we haven't seen it in the new canon yet. Although the Crimson Corsair... His helmet is supposed to be a Kalish design. I do remember this episode as, like, the episode that solidifies how awesome Plo is. In Star Wars Rebels, I wonder if when she comes face to face with Palpatine through that portal in the World Between Worlds, if he says her name with such venom, he's probably just thinking back to that moment where she spoke kind of boldly.
I mean, it's true. She's learning from
the
guy who does the most bold things out of anyone.
And I like, even though they haven't established this yet, really, but Ahsoka was found and brought into the Jedi Order by Plo Koon.
Yeah.
And so, like, she wants to go searching for him.
And she knows that, like, he can do this.
That he's a baller. Womp womp.
I really like the texture and like animation of Plo Koon.
And he's like the first Jedi that we see that, or first anyone almost, that like values the clones as more than just tools.
Well, Shaak Ti does, and if you're going to watch this chronologically. Yeah.
Well, right now I'm talking about release order, but yeah, you're right. Chronologically, we see her do it.
Ugh, I want to do a Clone Wars Obi-Wan cosplay, but make my hair and beard look exactly as wooden as it looks in the show. I'm going to bring up cosplay in every one of these commentaries. The avocado system. Delicious.
I like that they kept that bucket of bolts ship.
Mm.
That sounds like it could have been the fortune cookie message at the start.
Space droids.
This is awfully intense for... Oof.
Mm. Yeah, that's pretty intense. Oh, I wonder if you can hear my stomach growling.
I can hear it. Oh, well, all right. Should have just waited 5 minutes. I do like the Twilight design, that ship. I like that it has one little S foil. Just gonna go casually murder these people.
I know. Just humming along. Oh, people talked about this after The Last Jedi and Leia was out in space. They were like, has anyone else ever done that?
To be fair, though, Plo Koon's physiology is different, yeah. But...
That poor guy. I wonder if it's harder to use the force in space because of gravity.
I was also thinking just because there's not much life around. There's not as much to create the force.
I mean, there's cosmic force, I guess. But I don't know if that translates to...
I mean, it still all just creates, or it is created by life.
Yeah.
So the clones are there. There's probably microscopic space plankton or something.
Space plankton.
Yeah, why not?
Let us know what you guys think. If it's any
about microscopic space plankton.
No, if it's any different using the force out in space where there's no gravity. I wonder how.
I like how Palpatine's pet project is always messing up things that he wants done.
Oh, yeah. It's ironic.
He mentions it in Thrawn Alliances, too.
He's probably thinking, you didn't make this easy on me.
His sleeves are so poofy.
Some of the shots of Anakin's face in these early episodes are kind of rough.
I remember the quality of the animation or the design or whatever you want to call it goes up pretty drastically. Yeah, it's the best line. Love you, Plo Koon. It's why they're Plo's bros.
Plo's bros.
Because they're not expendable to him.
Definitely seems like Ahsoka and Plo Koon have a closer connection in the Force because of how they met. Either that or Anakin just wasn't paying attention.
Oh yeah, I do think that the implication is that they are closer as people. And so she sensed his presence. I really wish we got to see that arc, or yeah. Even if it was just one episode where Plo Koon finds her. But it's like a whole, he shows up and he's kind of terrifying looking, but there's another quote unquote Jedi who showed up earlier and like, she's beautiful and very inviting and she wants to take Ahsoka away, but it turns out she's a slaver trying to enslave a force sensitive child.
Yeah.
And I guess the fortune cookie would have been, don't judge a book by its cover. Or the way Lord of the Rings puts it, a servant of the enemy would appear fairer and feel fouler.
That's harder to say.
But it's more pretty.
Eloquent.
Yeah.
Well, that's Tolkien for you.
Freaking 2-1-B, come on. Hi there.
I've just tried to help.
Switch off.
He's like, I'm just doing my job. How often does R2 get turned off? I don't think he appreciates that.
I'm sure he's okay with it if it means survival.
Yeah, but he's probably like, y'all are doomed if I'm not there to save you. This is reminding me of the Kessel Run. We just watched Solo again last night.
Grievous feels like a guy in this series that fails time after time and then has no consequences.
Well, they don't really have that many
cyborg generals.
Yeah.
They're not just lying around, I suppose.
Not too many loyal people to them to help them be bad guys.
You know, part of me was like, when we're going to rewatch the Clone Wars, I was like, all right, we'll just have to kind of power through the season one episodes. But so far, I'm like, these are a lot better than I remember them being.
Yeah. Well, we're paying way more attention.
That's true.
To the message and
yeah,
the storyline.
Yeah, you're right. But yeah, there you go. Episode 2. Tune in next week for Shadow of Malevolence. And as always, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for being patrons, and may the Force be with you.